please. This is Garth Bruin, Norallo Chair. We will be beginning the Norallo Monthly Session here in Buenos Aires. To my left, we have Judith Hellerstein, who is the incoming Norallo Secretary.
And current Secretary. And Vice Chair.
And to Judith's left, we have Glenn McKnight, who is the outgoing ALAC representative, incoming Norallo chair. To Glenn's left, we have Alan Greenberg, who is the ALAC chair. To Alan's left, we have Eduardo Diaz, who's an outgoing ALAC representative. To Eduardo's left, we have Alberto. Alberto, this is his first. What's that? This is his first meeting with us here in person, I believe. Albert, I'd like to give you a moment to introduce yourself and tell us what you're working on.
Yes, thank you, Garth. I want to rectify for the record, my name is Alfredo Calderon. Don't worry. This is my first time here in face-to-face. In Puerto Rico, what I do is I serve as a consultant for different institutions of higher education, dealing with e-learning and accessibility, and that's why I'm interested in working or see if I can work with this group as a volunteer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I apologize. Trying to remember everybody's name off the top of my head. And then to Alfredo's left, we have the pleasure of having Tom, who was not expecting to be here. Tom, give us a second to tell us what you're up to.
Note first that I am colorblind, red and green. 15% of the males in the world are, and that button is not green to me. But in any case, I am winding down my involvement with .NYC, and it's been in existence for approximately a year now. And looking at the use of the experience I gathered with that city TLD to see if it's appropriate for cities in the future that will be looking for their top-level domains.
Thank you. And then on the other side of the room, we have a gentleman from ICANN staff. I'd like him to introduce himself. Yes.
Hi, my name is Chris Mondini. I am on the ICANN Global Stakeholder Engagement Team. I am Vice President for the region of North America.
Thank you. And then we also have the pleasure of having Peter Knight. Give us a second and tell us what you're up to.
Thanks, Garth. I just flew down from Rio de Janeiro, which is my principal residence when I'm. And I'm involved in the new book on broadband in Brazil, Past, Present, and Future, with 18 other authors. And I continue to be interested, participate when I can in Norallo activities as well. Thank you.
And Ariel, can you tell us who is in the AC chat remotely?
This is Sarah Leon for the record. We have a remote participant, Alfredo Calderon. Oh, sorry, excuse me. And how about I just read who are in the AC room?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Alfredo Calderon, Alan Skous, Evan Lebovich, Glenn McKnight, Joe Catapano, Jolie McPhee, Mario Alleman, Marie McKercher, and also staff and tech support.
Thank you so much. And then we also have Sylvia and Giesel is wandering around. So as far as our agenda goes today, we do have a normal Neuralo monthly call agenda up here with action items, outstanding items. Can staff advise me of any action items, anything that's outstanding? Do we have anything in particular? Okay, there are no outstanding action items. If any of the remote participants or anybody else, we can discuss anything they believe is outstanding towards the end and on any other business. The next item on the agenda is the election. So the election, I believe, is complete. And as stated, we have incoming officers in October and outgoing officers in October. Evan had to leave us suddenly to greener pastures in Switzerland. And we applaud him. We applaud his work and his new work at the United Nations. Good luck with everything, Evan. So who are we fielding in October? As I said, we have Judith and Glenn for the region. And then Alan is continuing his work as the chair, and I will be joining ALAC. And then there's a third ALAC from North America, no? Clarify.
I'm leaving my seat as the NOMCOM appointee and taking one as a RALO appointed. The NOMCOM appointee one is vacant and hopefully will be filled by the NOMCOM in time for October.
That explains my gap in knowledge of why I couldn't come up with the name of the third person, because the name of the third person hasn't been selected yet. So we are not fielding a full team until the NOMCOM supplies us with somebody. And then we also have outgoing as the non-com rep is Louis. Incoming is Eduardo. Eduardo. And that starts in October or sooner in October? Okay. End of the AGM. Okay. So with that settled, next item is the Neuralo newsletter. And that goes back to Eduardo, if you want to speak of it.
Thank you, Garth. I send you an email, Ariel, if it's possible to show the template that I sent in the screen. Okay, I'm sorry. What we can do is we can go to the next item in the agenda while she does this thing. Thank you.
That's fine. This is Garth Bruin. The next item is outreach representation, and I see that Murray has his hand up, so I'm going to let Murray intercede while we get the newsletter ready. What does Murray have to say?
Thank you, Garth. It's Murray. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thanks. Just a quick question on the NOMCOM. Is there an expression of interest, or where do we find out about that? Maybe Alan or someone has some insight. Thank you.
This is Garth. I believe that there's a website where you can submit names. Is this correct? No? Not anymore?
No. Presumably, but not under our control, the nominating committee will issue a request for expressions of interest. That's what I'm presuming they will do, but I have no control over it.
Eduardo?
Usually what the NOMCOM will do, according to my experience, they will look at the second and third runner-ups, and they will probably contact one of them to see if they want to fill up that mark. Thank you.
By runner-ups, you mean in our ALEC election?
No, I'm talking in the NOMCOM. When they select somebody, they're usually they have like three, the minimum, and then they select the top one. And if something happens with that person, usually they go to the second and then to the third. I'm talking about the NOMCOM part. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Does that answer your question, Murray?
Yes. Thank you very much, Garth, and everyone. Thank you.
Sure thing. And in the chat, Evan also sends us his thanks. And Evan is also stating that Tom's experience to me indicates everything wrong with city TLDs. Okay. Okay. So are we ready for the newsletter? Okay. All right. Go ahead. Eduardo.
This is Eduardo for the record. This is an idea that I put together, I think, in Singapore for that. And I just, you know, the idea behind this newsletter in the region is just to keep everybody informed of what is happening in the region. And the underline within the newsletter is not that we keep everybody informed, but, you know, that we get a monthly pin. And when I'm going to say pin, like you get a ping, you know, like you're sending this information to the large structures within our region, so they get something that if they want to read, they can read it, but they will receive something every month. My idea is that we get something like this, very simple, one page to the point, every month, okay? And I was allowed to use the constant contact that I think I can use as their main engine to send newsletters out. And I just found a template and just made this out of nowhere. I mean, I'm not saying this is what we should do, but I mean, we use this, but it's an idea. And basically, you know, I just came up with a kind of newsletter heading for the Narralo, and maybe, you know, other Rallos will be interested in doing the same thing for the region. Who knows? So if you can move down, I would like, you know, I think it's very important that we have pictures in this newsletter. Pictures can show a lot, a few words, and links to where people can read more. And that's it. Yeah, so I went around, and you can add and take away blocks. This is a two-column format, and you can move blocks around. You know, you can add more, you can have less. But, you know, the idea is just to have something out there. And I mean, I just put this stuff together and pictures that I found around. And when I was doing this, the hardest part was not the template and all these things, is finding out, you know, information from the ALSs put in there, and mostly pictures. I mean, I went to some of our ALSs websites, and there are websites out there that have not been updated for a year with no pictures or anything like that, because my idea was, you know, if I can go to different websites and pick up stuff from there, just put it in here, like I just did with the New York website, which is full of information. But most of our ALSs, they don't have that. So it will be a challenge to get information, because, you know, I can talk about ISOC Puerto Rico in all of them, but the idea is that we get information from ALSs that we don't know what they are doing, which is part of the communication problem we have within the region. And I believe that will help, you know, in engagement of these ALSs somehow, if we keep that conversation going to get information. So other than the template, which, you know, we can change it and do it in very different ways, you know, if we're going to do this, which I think we should do, I'm going to need help from the region to capture the information from ALS, especially those ALSs that are not that active. You know, maybe if we put information about those ALSs in this newsletter and then they see them in the newsletters, they will get more motivated to, you know, to produce more. That's the whole idea. Thank you.
Garth Bruin, I think that this is a good opportunity for people to tell their story. If they want to tell their story, and people are a part of this structure because they have things that they want people to hear. So how would they go about submitting materials for the newsletter, Eduardo?
Well, what I did before doing this, I send a mail to all the ALSs and requesting information. Obviously, my expectation was that I wasn't going to get any mails at all. But I got mails from ISOC Quebec, and ISOC New York, my own AALS, and I think another one, I don't remember which one it was, but in any case, I didn't receive, you know, I sent the mail twice, and I didn't receive what I was, you know, I was expecting not to receive anything, but I sent it twice, and some people responded. And oh, by the way, the other issue that I think we will have with this, which I'm not sure about, is about the language issue. You know, we have Spanish and French and English in the region, but I think the newsletter should be in English. And if somebody wants translation, I mean, this is I don't want to make this a big thing. I just want to have a picture, a few words, and then a link to whatever page. And if you want to send me the information in French or in Spanish, I will publish it in French or in Spanish. If you want to find out what that is, you find out. Thank you.
Garth Bruin, yes, that would be my suggestion, is to encourage the language aspect of it. So write your brief in Spanish or write your brief in French or in Navajo if you prefer to. So that's great. All right, we'll see if we can keep talking about this and find some volunteers to write the first few ones. That'd be great. So yes, Alan has his hand up in the chat room.
Thank you very much for that. Part of what Eduardo was saying is part of a generic problem we have. And as you know, as most people know, we're embarking on a process to try to look at what our expectations are of ALSs. As Eduardo says, some don't have websites. Some have websites that are completely out of date. Virtually none of them that we looked at mention ICANN or the fact that they are an ALS, or at least not many of them do. So it's an overall issue. It's certainly a problem within Neuralo, but it's a problem within many of the other regions. And you know, part of the problem is invigorating Neuralo to do something about it, but part is simply setting requirements so that ALSs can't say, sorry, we're not doing anything for the next 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean they have something they want to brag about in a newsletter, but there's got to be something in between. Thank you.
This is Eduardo as a follow-up. And another thing is if we go and reach the ALSs and ask them for information, you know, maybe that will motivate them to give you the information. And just like he said, maybe they are not doing anything. And you know,
it doesn't. This is Garth Bruin. It doesn't always have to be a future plan. If you're, you know, something they're ramping up to, it could be something that they've done before. Maybe.
Anything that happened, something that will give us the rest of the region, something to you know that these ALSs are doing or they have done, and that they are at least out there.
Okay, Murray, you have your hand up in the chat room.
Thanks. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Yes. So just talking about stories, I did reach out to one of the new ALSs in Toronto, which is the gentleman named Ken Whitehurst, the Consumers Council. I had about an hour's conversation with him, and the feedback was they were like totally overwhelmed with all the information that was being sent to them on lists and weren't quite sure how to engage. So I did send them both him and the designated person in the organization to come to the remote hub, and no response from those guys. So it's interesting. So you have an ALS that's interested in getting engaged but really doesn't know how to do so.
Okay. Thank you. All right. One more call. Go ahead, Eduardo, please.
No, I'm talking. I wanted to ask about timeline for this. And I think we should start doing this, not maybe during July or somewhere the first week of August. I mean, I can volunteer to do that, but you know, I'm going to need help to reach some of these people.
I think that, this is Garth, I think that maybe if we could do something this week, if somebody could offer something up this week, it's good just because we're all here and we're talking about it. It might be a good start instead of waiting till August. So
I will glad to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, any more comments about the newsletter from anybody in the room or in the in the chat. Nope. Okay. Next item is outreach representation. I don't have a name associated with this particular item in the agenda, so maybe I need a little bit of help. Who is going to be discussing the outreach representation? What does this mean, outreach representation? Go ahead, Judith.
This is Judith Hallison for the record. Okay, so what outreach representation probably is, my guess on this is that the outreach and engagement committee, as Alan was talking about, is getting reinvigorated with a new mission and goal statement. And as this new one, we're going to need to have, we want to have new representations for this committee, as well as looking at trying, there are several different committees that do not have either one or maybe zero to one or two people signed up, but no one really active at all on certain committees. And so we are looking, perhaps people are not aware what the committee does. And so that's why they're not volunteering on it. And perhaps they're not really sure where they were done. I know capacity building people think, at least in Navarro, some new members think that it's working under the traditional method of building capacity, when instead it's focused on e-learning and education issues, on different issues. It's a different thing. So maybe that could also be some confusion with some people. I know the people I've talked to didn't know that capacity building was really like a learning program. And so there's also, we're trying to get new people on metrics, on outreach engagement, on all these other different things. And so we would love to have you sign up and talk to us and get involved.
Yep, wonderful. I mean, definitely outreach is the way that we keep everybody engaged and informed, and we use everybody to the best of their abilities.
I'll combine the next one, too.
It's with volunteer drive for at large. Is that what you're talking about? Oh, okay.
And I don't think we need to, so that's why, yeah.
Okay, so that's the same discussion about getting people onto working groups, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so next item is the Secretariat Monthly Template.
So this is a joint project. This is Judith Hellstein for the record. This is a joint project between me, Glenn McKnight, and we also had gotten contributions from other Rallos on this. And I'm glad to see that Dev is in the room.
On the phone,
because Dev is sort of also integral to this. So the idea is, a lot of the monthly reports haven't really gotten done, and also there's no standard format. So some reports are summaries of what's one or two line summaries from what happened at the meeting. Some of them are more descriptive, some of them capture more information. They don't necessarily have any standardization. So we looked at some of the reports that had larger notes and correspondence on it, and we saw that AP Rallo has some excellent reports, and so we took some of that ideas behind it, and then also in this template, which also it's not on the main screen, so the other people cannot see it, but there's a link in the agenda. If you put back up the agenda on the main screen, there's a little link to click on it. The idea is you would identify which Rallo you're in. What month report is, which of your members in your Rallo have participated in which working groups. And so try to get some data which would want to be then feed into the metrics committee. And now this is a Google Doc, which then a Google Form, which will feed into a spreadsheet, which Dev is going to investigate in whether this spreadsheet can then populate a Confluence Wiki. And we're thinking it might be, especially with the new blend, with Confluence buying several other different social media products. On the wiki, the idea would be the Rallos who had want to put in some paragraph information or some photos could then able to sort of like click on that. These are the things. We listed all the committees that are active. and you could actually then check on them, and then you could write, put in a little paragraph of what the meeting report. So it could cover not only the monthly meetings, but also sort of the working groups within that RALO who are working and what the people have been doing. And also as well is there's a box to check there is which RALO members attended which working groups or which which monthly meetings or ALAC meetings. And this is also helpful because otherwise we rely on the notes from Ariel and others are looking back at past meetings and trying to see who was at each report. But if there's a central database, we can actually build up. And then the RALO could actually, if the people who are signed up have not gone to it, the RALO could then, the secretariat or chair could then go and talk to the, of that RALO, talk to the people and say, oh, what is it that, is there, it, do you, are you still active in this working group? Are you wanting to go? Are you giving apologies? Or maybe you want to pass it on to someone else and some other things. And what we're trying to do is generate some metrics or some data of how we can make these more active. And then also, then new people can see, here are the working groups who are actually active, because on the chart and at large, it's hard to know which committees are active, which committees are not. And so these are the ones that we went through with Ariel and Sylvia to find out which one are active now. And so that's why we listed there. But of course, there could always be others that are created. And so that's sort of what the guide. Glenn, did I miss anything?
I just want to give a bit of Glenn McKnight, for the record. I just want to give some background. One of the meetings, I believe it was ALAC meeting, Olivier was mentioning the inconsistency in reporting. And we're not, this template wasn't designed to sort of eliminate the wonderful reports that people are doing very eloquently, well written. But as Judith has pointed out, we just wanted to be able to summarize information in a simple template, where our challenge, I believe, was how does this fit in with the Atlas II reporting and automation, and how does it fit with Confluence? And that's what we asked Dev, if we can actually have this parsing information out. So if I could turn back to Dev, that'd be great.
Go ahead, Dev, please. While Glenn just took over his chair for a second, I'm going to let Dev speak.
Okay, thanks, David Antilaxing speaking. Just to say that the Technology Task Force is trying to look at a way of how to integrate forms so that when they are submitted, they will update a Confluence page. There are several approaches, but we just haven't had the human bandwidth to really test them out quite yet. There are certain plugins for Confluence. Confluence also has a built-in survey tool that you can look at from when you insert macros to have surveys done. Another approach, and we possibly might touch a little bit on this on the technology task force call, is that there may be more possibilities by which the new at-large website could be used as a way of capturing data that could update the at-large website. So the research is ongoing.
Thank you, Dev. I guess suppose you're advertising for the session that's coming up at 2:00 in this same room. Okay, 2:00 in the Golden Horn. Dev is going to be doing his show. Okay, wonderful. Next item, we have the Atlas II recommendations, and there is a link within the agenda to a very large spreadsheet. These are recommendations from the Atlas II meeting in London, which took place a year ago. And if you're looking at the actual page, you see that there's a nice little counter that tells you that it was 366 days, 9 hours, 40 minutes, 20 seconds, 21 seconds, 22 seconds. Some of the items here, the items that are in yellow, and we know that Tom can't see that, and it's actually on the screen like that, it's really hard to distinguish between the clear cells and the yellow cells. But 1, 2, and 3 are yellow, and the ones that are in yellow are recommendations targeting the ICANN board. And some of these are ICANN should continue to support the outreach programs, ICANN should increase support, budget, and staff to programs, And ICANN should continue to shape accountability model, reaching not only the board. ICANN should study the possibility of enhancing and increasing the role of liaisons between different advisory committees. ICANN should examine the best, how to best ensure end users remain at the heart of the accountability process. And ICANN's multi-stakeholder model should serve as a reference for encouraging all participants, individuals. Periodic reviews of ICANN should be performed. ALAC has the duty to keep track of action taken on all of the above recommendations. So this is what we came up as a community out of London. So I would encourage you all to follow along with these and give your thoughts on them. And there are specific people who are assigned to them in the fourth column over. Sometimes it's a working group, sometimes it's staff, sometimes it's ALAC, sometimes it's the RALO chairs. So how is this particular, how, and maybe Alan can enlighten us, how is this particular agenda that came out of Atlas, how is this figuring into the transition in CWG? Is it figuring in at all? Are we using this to guide us in those efforts?
I don't think consciously, but I wouldn't say we're going against it, but I don't think it's something that we have explicitly focused on, at least none of the discussions that I'm aware of.
So Alan, would this be an opportunity for us to, I mean, is the Atlas II referenced anywhere in what we're providing to CWG?
No, nor do I think it would necessarily be appropriate. I think the IANA issues, the group that, the larger group within at large, that is looking at the accountability issues, if we believe that there is something in the Atlas recommendations that we should be considering, either to show that it reinforces our position, or perhaps to say we disagree with it, I think it should be brought to the attention of that group.
I think that would be a good, maybe a good use of this material. I mean, that's my opinion. So it would seem to be a waste, or in some cases, maybe a duplication of effort not to use it, because we already spent time as a constituency building this agenda. So I think we should make better use of it. Go ahead.
Garth, this is Judith. This is Judith Helsing for record. If you stay tuned in the Technology Task Force, Dev has been doggedly working on the recommendations that have been attached to the Technology Task Force, and we'll be giving an update each year at the meetings, face-to-face meetings. We go through the recommendations that we were assigned, and we tell what we've been doing that year to meet those recommendations. So you'll see some of it later in the Technology Task Force meeting.
This is Garth. I'm sure that you two are doing a wonderful job with those recommendations. I'm talking about the board level stuff, the staff level stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. I think we want to be a little bit careful. The Atlas recommendations came out of a moderately small number of hours of discussion by people, some of whom were well versed in what ICANN, how ICANN works and what it does, and some of whom weren't. If you look at the IANA issues working group, we have I haven't counted how many sessions we've had, but I'm guessing we're approaching 100 hours of discussion by people who are heavily involved in these details. So I don't think we want to, without looking at the specifics, say we have to take that over how our ideas have evolved, because our ideas have very much evolved over the period of these discussions. It's very easy to say we want something if we don't understand the implications of it, or even if it's possible. And sometimes when we're weighing things because we're discussing it with other people who have other views, you know, there are compromises made, or quite simply, our ideas change. And you know, so I wouldn't want to prescribe that we must take an Atlas recommendation over something else, but we should certainly be considering it.
Thank you, Alan. Garth. So perhaps maybe we, just in the context of this Atlas material, we can examine what's being done through CWG to see if it's meeting some of those expectations, and just maybe use it as a metric to see if we're keeping on point with what we're looking for in terms of the at-large community. I think maybe it's a good starting point.
And as if nothing else, as a sanity check. It's a different set of ideas which may be relevant, may tell us something we forgot, or we may be able to say we've learned something since then and it's not applicable. But it's the devil is in the details.
Would anybody be interested, other than myself, because now I am interested, in cross-referencing this list with what's being done by ALAC with the CWG? Anybody be interested in just maybe running through the list, or at least just working with me going through the list and comparing notes? I mean, I'm happy to do it myself. It's always good to have another pair of eyes in there to, you know, find things that I'm missing. You can see me after the meeting, but yeah, thank you, Sylvia. Just put that in as an action item that the region will just take this under consideration. Thank you. Any other comments? Eduardo?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment that the CWG proposal is finalized at this point. And I don't know, you know, going through this, if it will help. I mean, there's no more changes as far as I know. I mean, if we would have done something like this at the beginning, then we probably would have made more sense to do it.
Ms. Garth, it's not necessarily about changes. I'm thinking of it as a check to make sure that the work we've been doing as a community is actually falling in line with what we end up doing, the actions we end up taking. That's what I'm talking about. And see if it's to see if Tom, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, great. Okay, any more comments on the Atlas II recommendations? Let's go, Sylvia.
Hello, I'm Silvia Vivanco for the record. Regarding the Atlas II, I just wanted to mention that for us from the staff perspective is a guiding principle that we take into account when developing new initiatives. Or, for example, at the cross-RALO level, there are two or four recommendations and at least two of them are being implemented. One of them that comes to mind is the survey of professional expertise to see what is the professional expertise of the LSS. And so there are several recommendations that are being implemented, assigned to a specific task force or to working groups. And of course, for staff, is a very important, I could say, a principle, a guiding principle for us where we are going and what are the goals at the macro level that can inspire our work. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments before I close this item on Atlas II recommendations? No? Okay. Oh, you do?
And Murray has a comment.
Okay, Eduardo, Murray, and then there's another hand up.
I just wanted to mention that I believe tomorrow in the one of the meetings there in the agenda is they're going to discuss the Atlas II
okay.
This part, so maybe we may want to be there and
yes.
mention this.
Thank you. Which session do you know?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Probably staff can help with
okay.
that, but I saw it in the agenda.
Okay. Murray?
Yes, just also a comment, Murray McCurcher, for the record. So it seemed that Olivier was the most well attached to this Atlas group in various discussions. So if you're able to somehow connect with him in the next couple of days, I think you might... Garth, you may be able to get through your list very quickly.
I think that would be impossible. I haven't seen him at all. Anyway, I'm kidding. All right. No, definitely. Thank you for the recommendation, Murray. Okay, next agenda item is update on finance and budget. There's no name attached to this.
That's Heidi.
That's Heidi. And Heidi is not in the room.
She updated already.
She just updated it already?
Yeah.
So that item's done for now and closed?
She did it.
Okay. All right. So final item is any other business. Before I open up to the room, I just have a few things to say. First, I want to thank everybody for doing such wonderful work while I was absent at the last two meetings. I actually really, really appreciated the time away to be with my family at a critical time, and it was very, very helpful. And everybody did wonderful things, especially Glenn, Judith, Evan, and Alan, and everybody really pulled together and got the work done. And I heard wonderful things about the LA meeting and the work that everybody did. So, and then my second item concerns the IANA transfer and the CWG work, which is taking a lot of oxygen at this meeting. But I still want to make sure that our work as a region is getting noticed and getting done. So I would like to hear from you what it is that we're missing in terms of at-large regional work, in terms of your ALSs. Does anybody wish to start something that they feel needs to be acknowledged, the work that you're doing that needs to be acknowledged? Who has their hand up?
Jolly.
Jolly, please, go ahead, Jolly.
Hi. Working at a local level, what I really need is occasional visitors from ICANN or something that we can build an event around, will come here and speak to us about the issues, sort of, you know, maybe two or three times a year, so that we're just, you know, we'll build, or we can build a panel around the person or presentation. So something, so that's what I'm saying, is kind of like, you know, generally speaking, ICANN for Chris, I will say, you know, we've done well here, but when, for instance, Saudi came earlier in the year and just came in for a couple of days, it created a little bit of a buzz, and it was good that made us check the fact that we're involved. You know, we were there and visible as being in the issues, and it did well for us as an ALS to sort of position ourselves within the community.
Thank you, Jolly. This is Garth. Do you think
I'm Jolly.
What did I say? I said Jolly. Yeah. So do you think we could get Chris Mondini to come to New York City and have at least an East Coast meeting in New York City, and some of us could come up from D.C., some of us could come down from Boston?
This is Chris Mondini. Yes. We have on our global stakeholder engagement team, we have Venny Markowski, who looks after engagement with the UN missions who are based there in New York. And he's a very good air traffic controller, at least from the staff side, of knowing who's coming. But also, we do have stakeholders, whether it's from community members like yourselves who are generally in the East Coast of North America, or staff members who sit in the Washington office, it's not hard to get there. So to the extent that you're also planning things and would like a participant or else to help you get a participant or to help publicize an event, we're very happy to participate.
This is Garth. Yeah, we have been bouncing around the ideas of having regional meetings. Maybe we can have a sub-regional meeting because some of the other ones have sometimes been deemed too expensive. But maybe we could have something in between now and the next meeting in October in New York that might be really, really good, so we can start thinking about that. Jolly, excellent suggestion. Thank you. We've already started a buzz in the room. Tom, go ahead.
Pressing the gray button on my machine here. I'd like to note that I am present here because of the assistance of ISOC New York and ISOC Global, whatever it might be. So I failed to note that earlier, and I thank them both for that.
Wonderful. Any other ALS? Okay. All right. Go ahead. Go for it.
So this is Judith Hallestein for the record. We understand that the new crop applications the new year for crop has started up, and so we want to make sure that everyone is in Narolo's has been on Narolo's policy to try to have as many people as possible who want to spread the what ICANN does, what Narolo does to as many groups as possible. So if there's any conferences that you think would be helpful that we can use on the crop funding to do, the year closes in June, and the only most requirements are is that you need to plan at least 8 to 9 weeks in advance, maybe a little more, so that we can actually need some time to review it. But it's a call. We have 5 slots, so begin to think about what conferences you think are value have should could use extra. We could spread the to get more people interested, both in Narolo and both in ICANN in general. So the funding can be used anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. So we want to put out a call and to have people think about things and come back to us and let us know, and then we'll discuss it here, and then we can see, file the, you can say if we get approval for people to file the application.
Thank you very much. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, it's Chris Mondini again. I want to mention how pleased we are at how your particular RALO has really embraced the crop program, and we've learned a lot from your use of it. I want to echo what Judith has said, though, about thinking far in advance. Like, particularly if you would like some staff participation as well, because our fiscal year, as you know, runs July through the following July. I had other constituencies here come and tell me about a wonderful opportunity with an organization, the National Council of La Raza, and their technology committee and their organization, that they're doing great things later this summer. But it's too, if I had known about it 9 months ago, I could have helped organize from the staff side resources to complement, say, a crop trip. So as Judith mentioned, you need to have 6 weeks of anticipation, but that's the minimum. So have a look at the sort of the usual suspects, the organizations that are on your target list, the regions and underserved or underrepresented communities that have an interest in technology, that have an interest in ICANN issues, that have an interest in how the how they use the internet, and really try to give us as much advance notice as possible. That's both for you to make the most of crop, but also there are some cases that where we can also give more support if we've had enough time to plan and budget. You know, I'm now based in Washington, D.C., so a trip to New York is actually feasible because it's an easy thing, and I haven't budgeted for it, but ISOC and the ALS are going to do something there. It's pretty easy on an ad hoc basis. But that's really an exception. If it's a conference in Kansas City or in Vancouver or somewhere like that, it just, please, again, I'm beating a horse here, but as much advance notice as possible, we'll be able to work well together, I think.
Thank you, Chris. Dev, I'm trying to wrap my meeting up so you can start your meeting. But here you are extending my meeting into your own meeting. But go ahead.
Yes, just very briefly, I think there's also one significant change to FY16 crop, in that the eligibility of the crop program will depend on each RALO submitting a brief but clear outreach strategic plan before any crop applications are filed. So it has to be outreach strategic plan that has to be approved by the community and then submitted to the global stakeholder group engagement for approval. So that has to be done before any crop applications are filed. That's it.
Thank you. Alan?
Thank you. As we now know, the crop program can be used not only for, quote, outreach, but for engagement, for practical things the community needs. There are now indications, and I won't go into the specific case, where there are some indications that it might be possible in the future to use the overall crop envelope funding for other things other than five specific trips. In other words, if we can find co-funding from something, ICANN might be willing to simply toss the money in as a bundle to do something. If the region thinks that this is a really good, productive use of the funding to accomplish some real end purpose. So the program is getting more flexible, whether it's explicitly written in the rules or not. So I think we need to think about that. Are there ways that we could use a small pile of money, either all the equivalent of all the five trips or some of the five trips or something, to achieve some end which will really help us become a more effective RALO? I really find this concept that ICANN staff and management are becoming flexible and want to see the money used well as opposed to just following a process.
Joined.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Whoever joined, welcome.
Any more comments before I just relist the action items? No? Okay, and there's no one in the chat room with a hand up? Great. So we want to get a head start on the newsletter while we're here. That's one. Two, we want to look at the Atlas and compare it to the CWG recommendations in terms of what ALAC has been working on to see that we're meeting our goals that we've projected for ourselves. Three, we want to begin a discussion about having a sub-regional meeting in New York at some point between now and the next ICANN meeting. Is there anything else? No. Okay. Thank you very much for attending the NORALO meeting. Meeting's adjourned.